definitely human.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Monster Hunters. A Knife at the Museum Live.
This is the place?
Yes, Roy. Don't sound so delighted.
What the hell are we doing in this crypt? I should be in Soho. They have nightclubs in Soho. Here, I'll be lucky if I get clubbed in the night.
What?
Nothing. I was just saying how much safer we would be if we were in Soho right now.
Will you stop saying Soho, Roy?
But it's the home of my people!
What, sleazy drunks?
Now, hang on a minute.
Roy Steele, spend less time thinking of drinking and dancing or what have you, more about the job in hand. You have noticed one important thing.
What?
The sound.
What sound?
Don't you use those ears of yours.
Don't you insult these ears, fellas. You see these ears? These are hunters' ears. Finely trained. These babies cut their ear teeth on the plains of Africa.
So, what did you hear?
Absolutely nothing.
The owl!
What about it?
We're in a crypt. What's an owl doing here?
Maybe it likes hanging around with ancient mouldering objects. Reminds me of someone else I know.
I would never describe you as an ancient mouldering object, Roy. No, the owl is a sign. The owl is a sign of something dangerously supernatural. There's something we need to get from my bag. Ah, here it is.
What's that? Is that a hip flask?
Always be prepared.
Well, I never. Look. Me too.
Down the hatch. Oh, that's horrible.
What is it you've got there?
Garlic water, of course. Is that not what's in yours, too?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Let me smell that.
No.
Is that scotch?
Maybe.
This is a serious business. I thought I might treat it professionally at least once.
But scotch has the same chemical components as garlic.
I'm not sure that's scientifically accurate.
And you're a scientist, are you?
Yes.
Fine. Be like that.
What? What's that noise?
Mice?
No, it sounds bigger.
Rats?
Bigger.
Badgers?
Why would there be badgers in a crypt?
Maybe they're nesting for the winter?
What in the seven hells?
It came from over there. Look, Roy.
If I didn't know better, that looks like a lady.
It is a lady.
Told you.
She's also dead. Very dead. Look at the puncture marks on the neck. Killed by a vampire.
Is that my cue? Good evening, gentlemen.
Count Orloff!
I'm so pleased that my finest enemies could join me for this, the eve of my greatest victory, when the very moon itself shall weep with blood.
The moon?
Yes.
What do you mean, the actual moon?
Quickly, while you've blinded him with semantics!
Not so fast, monster hunters!
I thought we'd seen him off for good.
We did. How did you escape?
Aha!
Yes?
What, you really want to know?
Tell us, you pointy-toothed bastard!
All right, no need to get personal. I was resurrected.
Yes, we can see that.
Let me finish, don't interrupt. I was resurrected by bats.
Bats?
That's right. What are you looking at me like that for?
No, nothing.
It was both ingenious and fiendishly complicated.
So how did it work exactly?
Some blood dripped onto me from a bat, and then, I don't know, it was a very confusing time.
Not as confusing as this crucifix!
What did that even mean?
Always works.
Hang on, Roy. That's not a scream of pain.
Look, he's got his eyes closed. Damn his fiendish ingenuity.
The power of the crucifix has no hold over me now. Come, let the fearsome power of the teeth of Orloff bring about the death of the monster hunters and the dawn of the era of blood. An era that will stretch 1,000 years to become a millennium of blood. A blood-enium. Scream, monster hunters, as I chow down on your throats. Ah, ah. Why is no one screaming? Hang on. This is not flesh, this is air!
We're on your left.
Hang on, I'll open my eyes. So you are. Die, monster hunters!
My crucifix!
How'd he do that?
Lorimer, get back!
Oh, he's got me! Oh, it's too late for me, Roy. Run! Oh.
Finally, the blood of Lorimer Chesterfield. Tangy, like a knowledgeable orange.
You fiendish...
Now you're mine. I'm not sure what to do now. That'll do, boys.
What the hell? Why is that wall being removed?
And about time, too. Oh, these teeth are more painful than my third wife.
Sir Maxwell!
Ha-ha! Boys, got you, my lovely fellas. Your faces. Get up, Chesterfield. You look like a boring carpet.
What is all this, Sir Maxwell?
Training exercise to keep you on your toes, and I've got to say you didn't do very well. I'm going to give you a 5. No, a 4!
A 4? I don't think that's very fair.
Well, I nearly killed Chesterfield, yeah? Well,
okay, that's fine. Give him a 4. But I should get at least a 6.
Oh, all right.
6 out of 10. Not bad.
Out of 10? I was talking percent.
Oh, hell's chimneys.
This isn't good enough, boys. I expect better of my employees.
You don't pay us.
That makes it even worse. You should be giving a reason to pay you. No, don't say anything. You've already done enough. I'm going to my dressing room. I want to be alone. Suki, put an ad in the post office. We need new monster hunters.
Now, hang on a minute, Sir Maxwell.
Oui, hang on a minute, Monsieur Sir Maxwell.
A lady?
A French lady. Allow me, I speak the language of France. Aloha.
So formal, my dear.
Hey.
It has been a long time since Cambridge, Cherie.
Oh, you two know each other.
Well, she can't do. His first name's Maxwell, not Cherry.
The last time Sir Maxwell and I met, his trousers were hanging off my door.
This makes me vaguely uncomfortable, but also quite impressed.
Sorry, I seem to be dressed as a count. I should leave.
No, Maxie, stay.
Do!
Maxie?
Genevieve, I'm sure this is lovely, but what are you doing in England?
I need your help, and the help of your monster hunters.
These two? I wouldn't. I just gave them 4 and 6.
I thought you had decimalization now.
What?
You and your hunters are the only ones who can help me. And you wouldn't refuse me, would you, Maxie?
Boys, you're hired. Suki, cancel the post office. Cancel all the post offices. The monster hunters are back in the games.
Oh, no.
You don't think he's about to say...
I think he is.
Take two elements.
Here we go.
Any two elements. Say, electricity and water. On their own, perfectly harmless. But when you mix them together, maybe in a bowl, dynamite! Roy Steele, deadlier than a poisonous knife gun. And Lorimer Chesterfield, prick him, does he not bleed brains? My name is Sir Maxwell House. I took those two elements and, like some kind of scientific blacksmith, I forged them together. Forged them into a team that would look danger in the eye and bring it down with the knowledge of a man and the fist of a man. They are the Monster Hunters!
This is a nice place you have here. A lot of rooms. Very expensive.
Well, my mother paid for it, so it didn't cost me a thing.
Oh, Maxie, You have not lost your sense of humor.
Yes, probably. Gosh, it's hot in here. Is anyone hot in here?
Lorimer, just what the hell is going on with Sir Maxwell? He's gone all shiny.
Do we need to spell it out to you?
Don't you worry, old man. This is a language I know how to write. I just can't quite believe it. I mean, Sir Maxwell.
Should we do anything?
Let's just watch and store this up for later.
Good idea.
Relax. You look jumpy.
Well, it's been a long time. What, a lotine years?
About that.
Oh, Christ, I think this shirt is shrinking. Let's all have a drink. They still have drinks in France or wherever. Suki, make us a memo and don't spare the ice. Why is she standing there all confused?
I think some whiskey might be in order, my dear.
What Chesterfield said.
Perhaps Roy and I should let the two of you catch up.
No, we should stay and watch everything. This is fun.
Roy!
No, Professor. You and your friend in the indoor scarf must stay.
They call this a cravat?
Most amusing. I'm sorry, you keep staring at me with your eyes.
Yes, I do.
It's most irritating. Should I know you?
Yes, you should. My name is Steele. Roy Steele.
Oh, really?
You know me?
No, I was just being polite.
But I thought you wanted our help.
I needed the help of trained monster hunters. I heard that Sir Maxwell owned a couple, one of Britain's most eminent researchers into paranormal phenomena, and the one he keeps around for punching and jokes.
No one owns us, madam.
Yes, they do. Genevieve, you've just activated my innate business brain. Imagine in your hands you have a pair of invisible scissors. Now I want you to use those scissors to cut directly to the chase.
Do you recognize the man in this photo? Maxie.
Sir Maxwell?
Chesterfield, what?
I think she's cut to the chase.
Really? Are you sure? Because I didn't hear a snipping sound.
No, they weren't real scissors. You said to imagine them.
Maxwell! Must you always be so... But this is for another time. This is a photograph of Dr. August Slenderweave.
And is he your new... Are you and he...
What are you trying to say?
Do you own a sketch of his face?
He is my employee, Maxwell. I recently came into possession of a disused underground station near the Thames. Upon inspecting it, I thought it would be the perfect fit for a tourist attraction.
Oh, railway museums are always popular with the children, so I'm told.
This would be a museum of the horrifique, the macabre, the inexplicably terrible.
Oh, well, the underground sounds ideal, then.
I immediately moved in some artifacts, torture equipment, that sort of thing.
Torture equipment?
You own torture equipment, Sir Maxwell.
I have come into possession of many, how you say in English, esoteric artifacts, some of whose origins lie in the supernatural. I employed Dr. Slenderweave to research and catalogue my artifacts. He is one of the country's experts in such matters.
Oh, really? Let me see his picture.
Well?
Well, he certainly has a developed skull. Yes, I'm sure you're in safe hands.
Alas, those hands are no longer safe, for I have them here, in these books.
Jesus!
This is all I have left of him, apart from this tape recording of his voice. I asked him to make a thorough survey of both the artifacts and the station, as itself has quite an history. Perhaps you have heard of Devil Salt?
Closed in 1924, shortly after it opened. Few people would use it. Those who did, so that it thought they could hurt the earth screaming.
What's that got to do with your fella?
Perhaps we should let him speak for himself. Maxie?
Yes, Suki, come and press play on this thing. Hang on, she's giving me her mean look. I'll press it myself.
Right, is this thing on? Okay, 23rd of October, 1970...
Ow! Oh, Genevieve, you take my foot off with one of your... I'm not sure what this is, actually. Something knifey, at any rate.
Well, I'll deal with my foot later. I've got a spare one. Now, to look briefly at your collection, Genevieve, it appears to be some finely restored pieces of French medieval torture equipment. This one used for the removal of tongues, from the looks of it. Tongues or bacon. The tunnel itself is of much greater interest at this point. A most suitable location for your attraction. I've managed to track down some accounts from just before the closure. Do excuse me, they appear to have been transcribed in the local dialect of Cockney.
Oh, that sounds nasty.
No, just a tickle, not too bad. I shall now read to you the works of one Ada Flowers, 76. Please excuse the voice.
Oh, blimey! Oh, I wouldn't have had him and believed it. I was down the apples and tube when I did hear this great old sound like someone had trod on an horse. And it got worse, it did. Worse and worse. The old platform was shaking. Then the plaster from the walls started running down the walls. Red it were, red like blood. And I had to do a runner, didn't I? The sound. It were like pushing inside my skull, like an unlicensed doctor. They did right to close that place. A little over a month later...
little over a month later, the station was closed. The day they nailed the platform shut, the workers said they heard the sound of maniacal laughter. The devil reclaims its own, they said. Fanciful, I'm sure you'll admit, but no less interesting. What's that? Hello? Who's there? This isn't funny, no? I'll make a note of this in my little book of nonsense. I shall. I'm taking the book out as we speak. It's... Oh, God. My head! My eyes! The blood from my eyes! And my fingers! Please! Oh, she warned me about you. And I believe when she said you might come back. No! No! Oh!
And that's...
Oh!
And...
Oh!
He...
Oh!
Right, is he done?
Yes. When I found him, the only recognizable bits of him were his hands. The rest of him covered the walls like a terrible varnish.
Who was this other person you warned him about?
Oh, it was a joke. I warned the doctor I had bought the station from the devil himself, and he might return if the check bounced.
Fascinating. Might we take
Whoa, Lorimer!
What is it, Roy?
Are you about to ask if we can go down a disused underground station where we have a good chance of our eyes and fingers weeping blood before we explode?
Yes. On the upside, you might get to punch the devil in the face.
Count me in!
Then here are the keys. Let me know what you find down there.
Right, well, we'll just leave you two love cats to it.
When we have something to report, how do we find you?
Lorimer!
What? Oh, you mean...
Yes.
You cats are leaving.
We thought you might like a bit of special time.
Now, this is against the laws of nature. Who's in charge of this little setup, Petal?
Well,
me?
I am, and I do the adjourning.
But Maxie...
Boys, she's giving me those eyes again. It's making me feel all funny.
Are you all right, Sir Maxwell?
Oh, boys. Lovely boys. No, it's been a long time since I've had a woman about the place. I've lost my touch.
You've got Suki.
Ah, do you think I should ask Genevieve to take a memo?
No, I think...
Why don't you let me handle this? Sir Maxwell, you need to think of a woman like a lovely tractor. And as an older fella, you're like an experienced farmer.
Mm.
You need to get back on that tractor and take it out for a spin. Go on, Sir Maxwell. Plough a field. Hold up some traffic. Before it's too late.
It's too late for what? Hang on, boys. Where are you going?
She's
I haven't told
yours,
you to get
Sir
out of my house yet!
But I...
Go! So...
Yes?
It's been a while.
Quite a while.
You remember that time...
Which?
When we invented the photocopier.
No.
Right.
Maxie, you seem tense, like a corked bottle of champagne. Relax. Let it...
Oh, that's much better. Do you like backgammon? Oh, no, you're not. You're a tractor. That's right. Do you want some diesel?
Are you asking me out for dinner?
Am I?
Are you?
And what would happen next if I said yes?
Well, we would go out for dinner.
Blimey, that was easy. Then yes, there's so much I want to say to you.
Hush, my darling, put that cork back in.
You can't put it back in once you've popped.
You just let me try.
Christ almighty!
I still say you should have let me force that door.
You can't punch the tube, Roy. Besides, we have the key.
Bit musty. I thought you said this was supposed to be a tourist attraction.
Yes, they obviously made it look decrepit and run down for the tourists. And that smell is very impressive. Very authentic.
Ooh, there's a dead rat down there.
Oh, that explains the smell.
I just can't believe it.
It's quite common for the tube station to be decommissioned if they're no longer needed. Look at Trafalgar Square.
No! Sir Maxwell and that lady. It's just so... So... Well, it's like someone going out with your mum. And that's no offence to your mother. I'm sure she was the queen of ladies.
How old are you? 12? You're just jealous because Sir Maxwell has conjured up a mysterious French lady from his past.
Let's just get moving, shall we? I feel like I'm becoming mouldy. Gordon Bennett, what's this?
Ah, the Wall of Knives. Used during the Inquisition to extract confessions. Now, apparently the incident with Dr. Slenderweave happened just over here.
Oh, look, bloodstains.
Oh, yes, this is the place, all right.
So, Lorimer, tell me, what makes a man bleed from his eyes and his fingers?
I'm not sure. Not something obvious I've encountered before. It could be some kind of demon.
Oh, perfect, a moldy tube demon. Satan's godmother, what the hell is that?
Quiet, I'm listening.
I'm not sure I want to be bleeding from my toes, fella.
You don't understand what it is yet.
Whatever it is, there's one thing I do know. Nothing in the world is allergic to my fists.
What?
That sounded better in my head.
Oh, it's getting closer.
It's so dark I can't make it out.
It looks like a...
Like a what?
Take cover.
What is it?
It looks like a drunk.
Right, well, leave this to me. Hello there.
Ah, godfathers. Oh, punters, I mean, good evening, gentlemen, and other gentlemen. Now you now find yourselves...
Can it, Grandpa? What gives?
Are you fellows not directors, then?
Eh?
3 days I've been waiting down here. 3 days for an audition.
Sorry, who are you exactly?
My name is Sebastian Turner Hooch. Actor, singer, dancer, recruitment consultant. For a guinea, I'll do all four. A guinea or a bottle of scotch.
Ah, you are an actor.
Why, yes, my good man. This is the role of a lifetime.
You know the attraction is closed, though, don't you?
Closed? Why, it's not even opened.
So what are you doing here?
Total immersion. To truly know a role, you must live it. Theatre is like water, sir, and I am its goldfish, waiting for you, the public, to feed me my flakes of truth.
So you were...
I thought if I spend a few days down here, really live it, I might stand a chance of getting the part, tour guide and chief actor at the Station of Terror.
Yes, well, good luck with that.
Do you know anything about the death of Dr. Slenderweave?
Of course. I found the body, what was left of it.
Really? Was there anything unusual about it you can tell us about?
Oh, not really. Just your average corpse. Head in one corner, face contorted, blood seeping from the eyes, nose, fingers and kneecaps.
That isn't your average corpse.
Isn't it? I've never seen one before. I just assumed.
Anything else?
No, although I did find this next to the body.
Ooh, what's that? Looks like a tie pin. It's monogrammed. M.H.
Monster Hunters?
I don't think so.
Oh, what a shame. That would have been good. We could get little tie pins, you know, like...
There was a struggle. This could have belonged to the killer.
I thought it was the devil.
What?
Not sure. I wasn't really listening.
You thought we were coming down here to fight the actual devil?
Yes! I did think we were a bit unprepared.
No, it's not a devil that runs this place. At least she didn't look like a devil.
Oh, I know. We've met.
Now I come to think of it, she did seem cross. Maybe that's why I've been waiting so long for an audition. She kept going on about him. How she chose him. But that's not for me to know about. Not the business of a humble player. My drama is not the drama of life. It is the drama of the stage.
Right.
But I did hear a voice. A man's voice.
Do you remember how he sounded?
Like a man. He was...
Lorimer, that noise. Like on the tape.
I know, it's all around us.
It's like someone's dancing a samba in my skull.
Cover your ears, both of you.
What did you say? I've got my hands over my ears.
Oh, my fingers, they feel all funny.
Lorimer, look, his fingers.
My God, the blood.
Please tell me that is a special effect.
I wish I could, old boy, but that would not be the truth. The truth is, I am currently bleeding out of my fingers. Oh, and my eyes.
And your knees.
Oh, yes, how unusual.
Does that not hurt?
Well, now that you mention it...
Sebastian! He's dead. So much blood. It's like being in a slaughterhouse.
I know. It's awful.
What?
Look!
What?
I thought I saw something down the tunnel. A man?
A man?
Or something. It was definitely man-shaped.
So what now? Should we chase it? What's wrong?
It's just...
Just what?
What if Sir Maxwell is right? What if we really are 4 and 6?
Are you losing your bottle?
I know exactly where my bottle is. I just don't like the idea that we're not top drawer. It reminds me of my father's face. When I told him I was only the world's second greatest big game hunter, I thought he was going to use his old elephant gun on my face. Or disinherit me, whichever's worse.
I think probably the gun had a push. But Sir Max was obviously under a lot of strain at the moment. Didn't you look in his eyes?
I never try to look in the eyes. Sets my old hunting arm twitching.
Oh, we'll never catch that man now.
What do you suggest?
We could try Genevieve's office.
What for?
It's best to be thorough. Come on.
It doesn't look like it's been used. What's in all these boxes?
Looks like more torture equipment.
What the hell is that?
I can't be sure. It looks like it's designed to remove the man's stomach through his mouth using a complicated system of pulleys and levers. Ugh. Or it could just be for the garden.
What does one woman want with so much antique torture equipment?
I'm not sure it's all for her.
What do you mean?
The delivery note on this box. The original address has been crossed through. Look.
Ooh. That looks like Sir Maxwell House's house.
I suppose it could be a coincidence. I mean, they did know each other in the past.
Why would Sir Maxwell want all this gear? And what's it doing in a disused tube station?
Tourist attraction.
Pretty rubbish tourist attraction if you need a key to get in.
Oh, look, there's a note. To my darling Genevieve, some trinkets to bind us together for the future. Please think again about my offer. I hope you won't disappoint me. M.H.
M.H. again? Hang on, you don't think...
Oh, I don't know. Torture equipment with his address on it. The M.H. typing we found by the body. A trail of evidence leading towards Sir Maxwell.
You think he's gone bad? It'll take a lot more than that to convince me.
Well, we at least need to eliminate it. If Sir Maxwell has gone bad, I'm sure the consequences will be... quite irritating.
What are we waiting for?
We can't go up to him and ask if he's a murderer.
What if we say we're asking for a friend?
Oh, I'm not sure. I'll think of something on the way. Without your help. Hello?
Sir Maxwell?
Suki? Suki? I don't think she's here. She would have said something.
So what do we do?
Let's look around. See if we can see any evidence that puts Sir Maxwell in the clear. Let's try his desk.
Lorimer! Look out!
What's wrong, Roy?
It's that knife in the air. But duck behind the sofa, now!
Oh, phew! Missed!
Look, it's got little wings attached to it. How did he do that? Sellotape?
It's turning round. It's attracted the sound of our voices.
What, it's got ears as well as wings?
Looks like it's under the influence of some kind of dark magic. It's protecting the desk. We must get past it.
But how? I'm not punching a knife.
Well, pass me your shoe.
What?
Well, if we can hit it with a shoe, it'll bring it down.
Why do you want one of mine?
Oh, fine, we'll use mine. Right, one, two, three. Oh, damn, missed.
Here, you need better aim.
I think I've angered it.
That's all I need. Just loosen the laces.
I'll use yours now.
Oi, knifey, come get some of this.
What the hell are your shoes made of?
Lead? On everyone's?
I think you got it, Roy. Look, it's down.
That poor knife. It just had no soul. Like a shoe?
Yes, shut up. Help me with these papers.
All looks pretty normal. A few invoices, a scroll.
A scroll?
Yeah, the handwriting's terrible. It's all squiggly and in red.
That's Latin. And that ink isn't ink. It's blood.
Ooh. Who writes a document in Latin?
Remember, the old story's about the station, about the devil. If I read this right, it looks like a pact with the devil. And look at the name.
Hang on. That says Sir Maxwell House. You don't mean...
I do mean...
What do you mean?
You know full well what I mean.
Do I?
Stop this, Roy. This document suggests Sir Maxwell House has sold his soul to the devil.
Sir Maxwell? A Satan enthusiast?
We must entertain the possibility.
Do we?
Well, it would take supernatural powers to animate that knife.
Look down here, on his blotter. It looks like... No, it can't be.
What?
It looks like a dinner reservation.
Right, come on, Roy. This could be our chance to get to the bottom of this.
Like old times. You haven't changed one bit. How do you manage it?
I've got a big fridge. I didn't think I'd see you again. When you left Cambridge, I thought you were going to punch me with your hands.
I did want to punch you with my hands.
And now?
These hands, they are not made for punching. We were both young back then, like little eggs. Now those eggs are hatched, and we are wiser for it.
Right. So we're chickens.
But life has made us into eagles.
I think you've lost me.
Another bottle of wine.
They're having dinner together.
Well, they are in a restaurant. Where are you going? Stop right now!
Are you crazy? Right, do you want to find out if Sir Maxwell is a devil-worshipping murderist or not?
Well, yes.
Well, best to ask him when he's least expecting it. Catch him off balance like he's on a rubbish seesaw.
I thought we were just going to watch them. I suppose that explains why you punched those waiters and stole their clothes.
We could hardly wander into an expensive restaurant normally. I'd have got mobbed.
Oh, the restaurants of London are full of big game hunting fans, are they? I don't see why I have to wear the skirt.
You have the better hips. Now grab that wine list. She's beckoning us over.
Ah, there you are. Two waiters?
We
offer twice the service, madam.
What would you recommend?
How about a bottle of, wine?
Any particular?
This one here is very whiny.
That'll do.
Hold on to your waiting trousers, you two. Don't I know you from somewhere?
Who, sir? Me, sir?
It's your face I'm looking at, and it looks like the face of Roy Steele.
Ah, many people have said that of me. Perhaps because of my impressive features and natural air of charm.
Roy.
That's fine. Must be a trick of the light.
We'll be back with your wine.
Tell me, Maxie, do you ever want more from this life?
Is this about cash? I always like cash. Sometimes I get Suki to wheel me about in a wheelbarrow full of that stuff.
I'm not just talking about money. I talk about power. To do whatever you want. Your dreams are so limited. This was always the way back in Cambridge. You were always so distracted. You could have been so much more. Maxie. Sir Maxwell!
Sorry, I was distracted.
But there's more to you than that, isn't there? You and I both know that beneath all that bluster, there is a flame. Let me light it again.
Are we still talking about eagles?
No. Take my hand, Maxie.
What's going on? I can't see.
Well, they're just talking. Hang on. He's got a hand. What are you doing with that bottle, Lorimer?
I'm trying to get the cork out.
Why didn't you just let me use steel Kido on it?
Bashing against a table until it breaks is not steel Kido, Roy.
He's giving her something.
Can you identify it? Does it look cabalistic?
I can't see any wires, no.
Does it look satanic, Roy?
Hang on, I need a closer look. Bung me that wine, fella.
Just what are all these words coming out of your mouth?
It's no use. I see that. I wanted to try to take all that potential you had back then when we were... I just wanted to put it in the barrel of a cannon and fire that cannon at the moon and watch it come to life.
You want to fire me out of a cannon? Later, waiter, can't you see she's talking to me about things?
Do you understand any of this?
Not a sausage.
It's too late for you. As long as you have your house, your oil fields, your tax havens, and your mother, you will never aspire to be anything more.
Ouch.
Do you think this is going well?
Maybe I should take this wine back.
Oh, you've got me all flustered.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. When you walked back into my house, for a second it was like time had rolled back like an out-of-control steamroller. I felt like a young man again. Two young men. I felt invigorated.
Really? Because you looked flustered?
I was invigo-flustered, but perhaps you're right. Perhaps it is time I changed. Let me start now. I've got you something. Something I would only give to someone very special.
Oh.
Here.
What is it?
It's a tie pin.
Quiet! It's a tie pin. You know, for when you're wearing a tie. Is that something ladies do? I thought you could put it on and then I'll be the last thing you think about. Where's that waiter gone?
Hell's teeth. Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
He gave her a tie pin.
I know, I saw.
Just like the tie pin we found.
Yes, I saw him, Roy.
And he was all, woo, with his eyes and stuff. Do you think...
I don't know. Perhaps the tie pin acts as a locus for whatever demonic influence Sir Maxwell has summoned up.
Or
it could just be a tie pin. We have to keep an eye on both of them.
You take Sir Maxwell, I'll take Genevieve.
I don't suppose you want to take Sir Maxwell.
Play to your strengths, fella. Look at your face. Is that the face to speak to French ladies with? I think we both know the answer to that question.
Fine, I'll follow Sir Maxwell.
Taxi!
Going my way.
You, the waiter.
No, he just looks like me, remember? Don't let these trousers fool you. Look a little closer.
You are the stupid one from Sir Maxwell's.
Roy.
Roy Steele, oui.
No thanks, I've just been.
Was that a joke?
Was it funny?
No.
Then no, it was just a non-funny misunderstanding. Look, is there somewhere we can talk?
No.
I think you're in terrible danger. Also, I have this bottle of wine.
Is this about what you found at the exhibition?
Also, I think Sir Maxwell's gone a bit funny.
Well then, perhaps in my office?
Sir Maxwell!
Ah, the waiter lady. Are you after a tip? Here you go. If you spill white wine on a carpet, just pour red wine on.
No, it's me, Lorimer Chesterfield.
Rings a bell.
One half of your monster hunters?
Oh, you're the one with the head.
Yes, probably. Look, Sir Maxwell.
Where?
I think we need to talk. Is there somewhere we can go?
We're standing outside a restaurant. Are you buying me dinner?
You've just had dinner.
No, scrap that. I've just had dinner. Why don't we walk down this tiny dark alleyway?
Or the well-lit main road?
You're the boss, but you're not, so I say yes to the alleys.
An impressive museum you have here.
You think so? It's not finished. A collection of some of the finest, most horrific items from across the centuries. But it's lacking something, but not, I hope, for much longer.
Get rid of this desk, though.
This is just my office.
Of course. I thought I'd seen these boxes somewhere.
Trinkets from an admirer.
An admirer whose name rhymes with Sir Haxwell Mouse?
You know.
Tell me more.
See, this alleyway is lovely.
Yes, I suppose so.
So, what did you want to talk about?
Well...
Yes, thanks.
I need to ask you a question.
Oh, is this like that generation game or something?
It's about Genevieve.
I first met Maxwell, oh, so long ago, millions of years ago. It was Cambridge.
I've heard of it.
I was a young artist, just off the boat from Paris. He was a man, and what a man. He had a swagger about him that I cannot describe, but can draw.
Do you want a pencil?
Now is not the time for pencils.
Pen?
Be quiet, you polyester-clad buffoon. He was an innocent, but with the confidence that only a man with a large inheritance behind him can have.
And you too?
A lady doesn't kiss and tell.
Pencil?
We were so happy together. We would lie in each other's arms for days.
Really? How did you eat?
But then we drifted apart. I wanted more from him than he was prepared to give.
And then this other time she got some rope.
Please, Sir Maxwell, no more details.
Oh, very well. We were together every hour, except for the ones we weren't. Then, one day, I opened the door and she wasn't there anymore. She had gone to Paris.
Did you go after her?
Duty called. Mother needed someone to haul all the cash off the cash lorry. But you don't want to hear how I made my money.
No, are you sure you don't want to tell me?
Speak no more, Chesterfield. I kept my eye on her. I sent it in the post.
Really?
No more questions!
Very well.
Any more questions?
I always knew he had been keeping an eye on me. Perhaps it made him feel better for making the wrong choice. But just recently it's become strange.
Strange ooh, or strange ah!
These boxes of torture equipment.
It's all right, you keep them.
He sent them.
Then, all of a sudden, I'm getting invoices for torture equipment. I nearly killed my accountant.
But you didn't, though.
Hmm?
Kill him.
Only at backgammon. You play a stimulating game, but it's hard to get hold of enough pigs.
More wine?
Wine or not?
You know, having you here, it makes me feel safe. I have not felt safe since Sir Maxwell knew I was in London when my expert was killed.
Let's not go over that again. Speaking of which, do you still have that tie pin?
Oh, oui.
We found one at the scene.
No.
Yes.
Oh, Maxie, what have you become?
Right, you know he's not here, don't you?
Do you think we might go somewhere a little more...
A little more...
Safe.
What? Chesterfield, you're perfectly safe here. What makes you think you're not safe?
Well, it's just,
Yes?
You gave her a tie pin.
Was that a bit much? Cost a bomb, actually. It pays to have connections in the arms trade, but forget I said that.
Look, I'm sure it's lovely. It's just we found another one, where Dr. Slenderweave was found, well, what was left of him.
Now, hang on. I don't go around giving tie pins to just anyone. What kind of a man do you think I am?
Then there's the scroll.
Oh. You want to talk to me about the scroll, do you?
Well, not really.
Have you read it?
Sorry. I hope you're not going to give me a tie pin now.
If you want me to give you a tie pin, that can be arranged, you know.
Oh, dear.
Over dinner, he had this mad look in his eyes. A lust for power.
The worst of all the lusts.
He kept talking about his employer from below. What drove him to it?
Becoming a Satanismist. Could have been a lot of things. Overwork, too much time on his hands, poorly cooked vegetables.
But with you here to protect me.
Oh, yes.
So he must have killed that actor, too.
Yes, I know. Hang on. I didn't tell you about that.
Are you sure? We have been drinking the wine.
Listen here, sister. You see this abdomen? In here lies my liver. And that liver is made of Teflon.
No, and I was enjoying myself too.
So let me get this straight. You receive a strange scroll in the post and you just sign it.
I'm always signing stuff. These hands were made for signing things. It's their nature. You can't stand in the way of nature, Chesterfield.
What about the typing we found on Sebastian Turner Hooch?
Well, it's probably the one I gave Genevieve in Cambridge.
You gave her one in Cambridge?
A typing, yes. Did I not mention that?
No.
That's why I gave her that one tonight. She wasn't wearing the other one, so I assumed she'd lost it.
But she wasn't wearing a tie.
I know, and it's an expensive restaurant, too.
Sir Maxwell, when you went your separate ways in Cambridge, just how cross with you was she?
Oh, very.
Oh, dear. I have a bad feeling about this. Mm. Well, I should have listened to the moment she gave me a photo of Dr. Slenderweave.
You're going to have to explain this bit to me, but do it in a way that isn't going to bore me. Hop or something.
She told us Dr.
Hop!
She told us Dr. Slenderweave was...
one of this country's experts in such matters.
Exactly. But he wasn't. I should know, because I am. We have to get out of here.
Why?
I think Roy might be in terrible danger. Also, there's a gang of unsavory youths coming towards us.
Oh, Christ! Let it!
Ow! Watch how you're tightening this thing.
Don't you worry, Monsieur Steele. A few more twists of this reel and you won't feel anything again.
Well, that's a relief. Usually I prefer coffee on a first date. What the hell is this thing Sir Maxwell sent you?
You idiot. You think Sir Maxwell could get his hands on dodgy equipment of this beauty? I faked the entire trail that led you to him.
But why?
Because I can. Feeling secure, Roy?
It's a little chafing. What's that bell thing for?
All I have to do is point it at you. Hit it ever so slightly with his tuning fork, and the noise it makes will be perfectly focused. Focused enough to make your entire body explode with pain. Pain and blood.
So that's how you killed the others?
Qua?
Lorimer, it's our bloody time. Help me!
Genevieve, someone's trying to frame you!
What? No, no, she's trying to frame you.
Oh, Genevieve, someone's trying to frame you to make it look like you're trying to frame me!
No, she's just trying to frame you.
Oh, really? Well, that's not as much fun.
One step closer and I will make Roy Steele's head explode.
But, Jenny, what is all this?
I told you I was an artist of death. Since I was a little girl, I have been fascinated by the thousand ways to make a man die. I studied them, learned them perfectly. Murder is a religion. Hmm. With every life I take, the more powerful I become. You could have shared my gifts. I thought you understood.
I told you then, and I'll tell you again. There's two things I don't like. Murderous death cults and beatniks. They give me the chills. And you were veering a little too close to being both.
Lorimer, what the hell is going on? Could you do me some notes in crayon?
This whole thing, coming to London, meeting Sir Maxwell again. You want to have your revenge by setting him up, so even his friends would turn against him.
And then he would have come to me, and I would have his head. I would mount it on my wall like a novelty moose. A novelty moose for my god.
She's gone off the deep end.
Straining.
Just a little. Death by insane French lady killer is not how I saw my exit.
Insane? Do not underestimate my powers, Monsieur Steele. You have already seen my magic.
Eh?
My flying knife.
Oh, I thought that was clockwork or something.
Yes, I assumed it was clockwork.
Damn you. But so what if it was? So what if I had fashioned a killer flying knife using nothing but cogs and pistons? I still have your beloved Roy Steele in the palm of my hand.
Any ideas, Sir Maxwell? Are you all right?
No! My ex-lady friend is a murderous... murderess!
To let mon ami say goodnight to Roy Steele. Qua? He is supposed to have exploded!
Ha ha! I switched the tuning fork when you weren't looking. Your plan would only work with an F-sharp. That, my dear, is a B-flat.
You... how you say in English, bastard?
Hi!
My beautiful device!
As so many have found before you, darling, no leather can hold Roy Steele.
Then perhaps you'd like to hold this!
Roy, look out, she's got... what is that, a crossbow?
My exhibition is well equipped. One more step.
Genevieve, please!
Oh, Maxie, you're such a disappointment. Mm. I could have made you great.
I've never needed greatness, my dear. Just a shedload of money and a dancing penguin. I've got the cash, but I'm still waiting for the penguin.
I thought we had something together.
We did, but those days are gone, worn out like old trousers. And what do we have left?
Just a murderous animosity.
Works for me.
Then I'm sorry, my love.
Hmm? Sir Maxwell, watch out. You're in the line of fire.
Hi!
You took your time.
You can't rush the power of steel, Kido. Lorimer, grab that crossbow.
Done. Sir Maxwell, everything okay?
Probably. Wait a darn second. I bought that lady dinner. Is this what happens when you buy ladies dinner?
All too often.
What do we do with her? I guess we could call Inspector Grabber.
Ooh, I like him.
You'll never catch me!
Roy, I thought you...
So did I!
She's heading down the tube tunnel. Catch her!
You'll never...
Hang on.
Isn't that where she had her wall of knives?
Yes, and the man trap.
That was the knives, right?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Adieu, my dear. Well, that's that sorted. Home, I've got a secretary who can mix cocktails and everything.
Sounds perfect. I don't know about you, but tonight has been torture.
Ah, there's one thing you can't beat in life, and that's a delicious gin and rum juice. Believe me, I've got the hammers to prove it.
So are we really just a 4 and 6?
Yo, Roy. You're my 4 and a 6.
One thing is still bothering
me. Oh, what now?
The training exercise you gave us in the church crypt.
The one you failed miserably?
Yes.
What of it?
Well, there was a dead lady in there.
Yep.
An actual dead lady.
And?
Well, who was she?
Ah.
Is that your explanation?
You need more?
Yes, please.
I have a contact in the London Moor.
Right, that's a bit weird.
But the puncture wounds?
Done with a trowel.
But... we heard a scream.
Yes, it's a gift of mine. Listen. It's good, isn't it?
It is, actually, yes.
Nice.
Well, boys, I think you deserve some time off.
Bingo! Lorimer, help me! It's like I'm being drawn towards something by a mysterious force.
Is it drawing you towards Soho by any chance?
You bet your aunt it is.
No, wait! I've changed my mind. I have a very important case here for you. It just came in this morning from the highest office in London.
What, the post office tower?
You mean...
No, the government. You cats ever heard of a wereworm?
Oh, I have.
In that case, put Soho on ice. The Monster Hunters are back in business.
A Knife at the Museum was written and directed by Peter Davis and Matthew Woodcock, with Matthew Woodcock as Roy Steele, Peter Davis as Lorimer Chesterfield and Dr. Slenderweave, Laura Marshall as Genevieve and Ada Flowers, and Simon Kane as Sir Maxwell House, Count Orloff, and Sebastian Turner Hooch. Engineered by Peter Davis and Natalie Salmon. Live sound and lighting technician, Natalie Salmon. Post-production by Peter Davis. Recorded live at the Etcetera Theatre Camden on the 23rd of October 1973 as part of the London Horror Festival. Visit our website, www.themonsterhunters.com. This was a Newgate production. And then he said to me,
yeah,
do you want to take this outside?
Right.
And I thought, it's a nice evening.
It is.
Sounds lovely. Walked down by the river. Went outside. It's not what he meant at all. He had a giant bat out. And hello there. Welcome to Behind the Hunting of Monsters with Monsting Hunting Monsters. I'm Peter Davis. With me is Matthew Woodcock.
Good evening to you. Or good morning, depending upon when you're listening to this. Because this is the beauty of the medium, isn't it?
Is
the 21st century we're in now.
It is.
You don't have to be waiting at 7 o'clock and switching on your wireless. And then our voices come mellifluously out of your little speakers.
Yeah, you still do though, don't you?
Yeah, totally. But... The kids.
Those kids.
You know, hanging on, I've seen them hanging on MySpace, and they're all like, hey man, let it all hang out, let it loose.
Yeah, they're all hanging around with their global hypercolor t-shirts on.
And they're like,
yo-yos.
I'm going to listen to this at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm going to have a four-course meal.
Yeah,
because
and their
they
mums
don't care.
Are like, have you done your homework? I'm listening to Monster Hunters, mum.
I'm eating mash.
Yeah, in bed.
And look, that's the kids of today. They have no concept of when things should be consumed.
Exactly. This episode was a very special one, because you might have noticed
it was
recorded live.
What? Was it?
That's what those other voices were, the ones laughing in the background.
Is that why there were lots of people in the same room?
So, yes, this was recorded live at the London Horror Festival. We did this in Camden at the Etcetera Theatre.
Which, if you've never been, is a very lovely little venue.
It's what we call
in the trade a theatre.
So this was for the London Horror Festival.
It was, which is still going.
It is still going. It's now at the old Red Lion Theatre. It's doing very well, getting bigger and bigger every year.
Is it basically London's only festival of...
of performing arts? No, it's London's only horror festival of performing arts. Yeah.
Which is where we started. That's where we did our first one.
Did our first ever show there.
And this was...
2 years later?
It was sometime later.
Okay. And it was the core Monster Hunters gang, the four of us. The two of us. Simon Kane and Laura Marshall, who's my wife. And this time she was playing a French lady.
A French lady.
Genevieve. And we delve into Sir Maxwell's past in this episode, which we hadn't really talked much about before.
No, I don't remember us actually discussing why we dealt with that. I think it just happened organically, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it did. We had this idea about us genuinely thinking Sir Maxhouse might be the villain.
Yes.
And so to get there, we had to come up with a reason, and it was someone that was...
From his past.
From his past.
Leading him astray.
Yeah. But also, Simon played another character using a name that we had used before in live theatre, which was the name Sebastian Turner Hooch.
Oh, yes.
Which when Matthew and I used to do, we did a couple of plays where we were playing actors performing plays, if
we
that
did
makes
a,
sense.
Yeah, we did a Sherlock Holmes play.
Yeah, and a... a Doctor Who play.
And do we was ha- and when Ham- we did Hamlet, yeah, Hamlet Abridged.
And Matthew was often called Sebastian Turner Hooch because it's an amazing name. But we also played on the notion of a tourist attraction specializing in London's macabre history.
Yeah.
Which is a little similar
where to a little place called the London Dungeon, which Matthew
that,
and I...
Is that what we were doing?
Yeah.
Look at that, yes.
Yeah, we met at the London Dungeon as performers there, and that's where this all kicks off. So we like to...
We thought, why not bite the hand that fed us? And because... also, it takes place in disused underground stations as well, doesn't it? So there are these stations which used to be on the tube, and they used to be open, and people could go on them. And they, this is the exciting bit, this is why you've tuned in for tube trivia. But so they had these stations, and they, for one reason or other, they took them out of service. And
because they became sentient and started attacking commuters.
Yeah, it was terrible. And so they bring them up, and I've got a book about them. You can see photographs of the peeling adverts from the 40s or earlier. Because this idea that under London, there are all these slight stations that people used to be on. You can't get hold of anymore. That's kind of scary. So we thought we'd have that.
So we used that and filled it with torture equipment in our story.
Yes, well, why not? Who doesn't have an old tube station filled with torture equipment?
I think we didn't do too much advertising, so the turnout wasn't as huge as we would have liked, but I think it went relatively well.
I think for me, it cemented how we'd started and where we'd got to at this point. Because we'd started as a stage show, so it was geared towards being a stage show, and we'd written it as a stage show.
Yeah.
But by the time we'd got to this point, we were writing it for audio, and there were certain things...
Yeah, it was.
There's certain things that have... Well, there's a lot that's different because it's a different medium. And the kind of audio that we write, and particularly the Monster Hunters, is quite action-heavy.
Yeah.
And you can do that on audio better than you can do on stage. So I think... You know, looking back on it, I enjoyed doing it.
If we were to do it again, we've learned some lessons from this one. This was our Halloween special of this
year. It was our Halloween special.
And then after this, we knew we were going to do a Christmas episode, which was our next one. And we thought we'd do our usual Christmassy thing of going a bit spookier.
And nasty, and we'll talk about that.
That's what's coming.
Should we talk about it now, or should we wait for
another
day?
Let's wait until Christmas. So I think that's about it for this particular podcast. If you want to find out more about it or more about tube stations in general, then pop onto our MySpace page and ask us some questions. You'll see lots of pictures of disused tube stations that Matthew's put up there.
Yeah.
See you all at Christmas time.
Press stop now and do not listen again.
But please rewind before returning your podcast. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.